For 18 years, the United States government and the mainstream media claimed we're under attack by Muslims. Now, they cover for Muslims when they attack Americans. Friends, this is totalitarianism being played out through the U.S. government and the mainstream media at its very worst. There's no doubt that the American people have been lied to over and over again by their own government, as well as by their own media concerning what took place on September 11th, 2001. Americans have been inundated by these two entities that the Muslims were responsible for attacking America and bringing down the Twin Towers on that fateful day.
Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country. Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
For 18 years, we have heard from these two sources that the Muslims are our sworn enemies, both from without and from within, and no doubt they are. I mean, that's all we have to do is remember what President Thomas Jefferson had to deal with concerning the Muslims over 200 years ago. That was the reason for President Thomas Jefferson's knowledge of the Quran, was to know the mind of the enemy, of course. If you look at what has transpired since 2001, you will find that it has not been a foreign government that has and is attacking you over the last 18 years. A multitude of unconstitutional agencies have been set up in order to keep Americans safe. At least, that's what their selling points during that time were. Yet we find that today, Americans are the ones that are under attack by the same government and the same media omitting Muslim crimes against Americans. Friends, a foreign government could have only dreamed of doing to this country what these people have been allowed to do. But let's say what we have been told is true. I ask, why is it the same government and the same media that are now complicit in covering for these same people that have been accused of terror attacks on American soil? A little history lesson here will show you that King George III sought the aid of foreign mercenaries to take down his political opposition, the colonists. He even went so far as to call our forefathers terrorists. He sought the aid of the Hessians, the savage Indians, and even attempted to force citizens of the colonies to take up arms against their own brothers. Also recollect with me, if you will, that Adolf Hitler had an alliance with the Muslims to aid his agenda in killing off political opposition. And when we look to the link with the Third Reich and the Bush crime family, we can come to the realization that we are in the present seeing history repeating itself. I have now shown you a bit of history. Let me go back a decade to now make clear how they are systematically breaking you down and with the whom they use in the process to do so. When the whole sodomite agenda began to come out of the closet around 2005, my ministry instantaneously came under attack by those who were playing the victims while at the same time attempting to tear down the law and attacking anyone who might oppose their abominable and illegal agenda. They were and are simply being used as a political battering ram to upend American sovereignty. Nothing new here, Americans. I'm sure that after 14 years of their tactics, you now know how they play their cards. Name-calling is their retort when playing the victims and victims of the law they claim, when in fact, transgressors of the law they are. Such as haters, bigots, homophobic, while at the same time attacking their opposition. Now, American kids are being subjected to their perversion that are running free in public schools as they, with the help of the pedophiles in government, attempt to normalize pedophilia abroad. The Muslim agenda is in close pursuit, while using the same exact methodic tactics. They play the victim and then they attack, all in an attempt to tear down the law. What is the Muslims' retort? It's name-calling, just like that of the sodomites. Racists, haters, bigots, Islamophobic, all the while attacking their opposition. Friends, American law stands against both subversive demographics. just like that of the Sodomite agenda. Now American kids are being subject to the Islamic indoctrinations with the help of the likes of the ACLU and others, running in public schools in hopes that Americans are not paying attention. At a meeting of the Council of Safety in Lebanon, Connecticut, near the close of 1776, when the prospects of our success to establish America as an independent nation looked dark, two members of the council were invited to the home of Mr. and Mrs. William Williams. Their names were Benjamin Huntington and William Hillhouse. The conversation turned upon the gloomy outlook. However, Mr. Hillhouse expressed hope and confidence. Mr. Williams stated, "If we fail, I know what my fate will be. I have done so much to prosecute the war, and one thing I have done which the British will never pardon, I have signed the Declaration of Independence, I shall be hanged." Mr. Hillhouse replied, "Well, if we fail, I shall be exempt from the gallows, for my name is not attached to the Declaration, nor have I ever written against the British government." "Then, sir," said Mr. Williams, "that's why you're going to be or should be hanged."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Boy, it's Friday already. Nice and cold in Minnesota. It really is. You guys are all paying attention to what's going on, I'm sure. They're finding out the fraud that's going on in Minneapolis and Minnesota right now, which we've known for years. There's many people that were paying attention to the outcome of what is now transpired. People were talking about what was going on with the Somalians since they've been here. And the government has allured them in since the 90s, friends, just so you know. And again, people need to pay attention that the problem solvers here are, in fact, the ones that created the problem. And you can always tell when it's a legitimate situation and when it's not a legitimate situation. And I'll tell you how you know they created the problem is because no one's talking about justice, literally. Folks, I can't tell you how many reels I've seen concerning the fraud going on in the state of Minnesota right now. I haven't heard one person talk about justice. I have not heard one person even bring up impeachment or prosecution, and yet it's right in front of our faces, okay? That's why they do what they do. Well, Bradley, you sound like a broken record. I know, so do the crimes that the American people tolerate. It's really shameful, isn't it? Not on my part for pointing out what's shameful, on the people's part for allowing that which they allow, only to suffer the abuse once again and again and again and again and again and again. And folks, it continues on. I just seen a post this morning from a said representative highlight the crimes of Tim Walz's act of treason. I said to him, I said, that's kind of a shameful statement for you to make. And it's very telling that you as a representative, as a said legislator who promised to uphold your oath, up to uphold the laws found within the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, when you merely do nothing but highlight the crimes of those that you tolerate, that's not what you said you would do. I said, you're shameful and I'm embarrassed for you, is exactly what I said back to him. But folks, that's what you're getting today. Or you're getting name-calling from the president of Ilhan Omar or Tim Walz. And now you know what they're doing, friends? Now Ilhan's out there and Ellison's out there and Tim Walz is out there. And they're playing the victim once again. Those 77 of the 78 that have been convicted this far have been Muslims. And they're talking about how it's Islamophobic and how it's hate and how it's bigotry. Americans, do you not understand that they're trying to get you to hate the law? If obeyed by you, that keeps you free against such people as themselves? They hate the law. That's why they're calling you hater. That's what the accuser of the brethren does, friends. Read Revelation chapter 12, 17. What does he do? You can read verse 10 as well. What do they do? And what does Satan himself do? And I'm talking about him and his minions. They accuse others of what they're guilty of. And it's interesting how they're sitting back today and they're playing the victim of haters and talking about how this is our country, even going so far as to incite war against the American people. Now, folks, this is coming from the likes of Ilhan Omar again and again and again and again, and yet somehow or another, she has not been prosecuted. The same thing with Keith Ellison. The same thing with Tim Walz. Where is the prosecution of their treasonous crimes? And in this case with Ilhan Omar, how is she remaining in such a position where she's continuously warring against who we are as Americans? But if people would listen to me making reference to the Word of God, we would understand why this is happening, because our sin is finding us out, and Americans need to remember that our sin is before God. And what is going on here is the Lord using our enemies to bring judgment upon us because we won't listen to what he's telling us. This is, in fact, what is happening right now, people. Here, let me show you this. This is Ilhan Omar again, getting up in the face of American law, in the face of the people. And those, hey, folks, I want you to consider something before you just roll over in the face of what's going on. Consider the men that fought, bled, and died, sacrificing themselves to give us the freedoms that they have. And I'm talking about you, what you have. I also want you to contemplate that our forefathers stood against the very things that you're now tolerating concerning the Muslim infiltration, namely Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson took the time to read the Quran, friends, to basically understand the mind of the enemy. And if you want to know where leathernecks came from, do a little homework, friends. There's a reason we talk about leathernecks, and we're talking about the Marines, namely. It's because they were fighting against the very people that you're welcoming in to the halls of government today that mean to overthrow you. Don't ask me. Just ask this criminal, treasonous, not refugee, but one that fled the people of Somalia because her father was the military leader that was oppressing those people. She didn't flee oppression, Americans. She fled justice from her own people that she meant to oppress. They were seeking justice. This is why the people in the state of Minnesota hate Ilhan Omar. That's why they hate Keith Ellison, because they see that they're being used for a political agenda. They know who Ilhan is. Did you hear what I said? The Somalians hate her guts. They know that she's a criminal from Somalia. The Somalians in Somalia hate her guts because of the crimes that her father were, the crimes that they were committing against the people in her own country. But now somehow or another, she's receiving all this favor from the mainstream media. And that's all she gets is just names slung at her. With no prosecution, Americans, let me say this, outside of the politicians, it's up to you to bring justice to what I'm going to play right now. This is Ilhan Omar. I want you to listen again, friends. You tell me what she's trying to do here.
Cronies want to act like we have no power to respond. The truth is we are more powerful than we think we are. And I want to underscore the importance
she's
of
trying to incite her people to fight against the American people
that we have at our arsenal, because we do have a lot of leverage. We need to make...
She's using words like arsenal.
...sure that those who are collaborating with the authoritarian regime pay a costly price.
Okay, so what she's doing is she's really covert style, for those that don't understand the language, she's trying to get her people to commit jihad.
Have no power to.
It's exactly what she's doing. She's trying to get her people to commit jihad.
The truth is,
I don't know why people don't understand that this is happening in America. I mean, folks, it's like you say, I feel it. You know, let me show you what's going on. I just highlighted this yesterday. Nashville, a 34-year-old female was raped to death on the front steps of a Nashville church by a Muslim. Oh my goodness, it goes on and it goes on. I got a hard break. I'll come right back to this. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is R.W. Kruger. I've done sound, lighting, backline, and performed with Bradley Dean touring high schools across the country. How many times I've heard Bradley say things during these assemblies, and I thought it had nothing to do with what was happening during the time he was saying it. And now, 10 years later, it's exactly what we are dealing with. How does that work? Years of fighting the good fight with guidance from above. That is how it works. Support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. They are tested, tried, and true.
Signer of the Declaration of Independence, John Hancock, rightly stated, "Resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and social duty of each individual. Continue steadfast and with a proper sense of your dependence on God. Nobly defend those rights which heaven gave and no man ought to take from us."
BBSRadio.com.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Don't forget us during November and December, please. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the store, go to membership, become a son or a daughter of liberty today. And again, we would just ask that you consider keeping us out there. As you know, we do not have sponsors. You are the ones that keep us out there, yay or nay. sonsoflibertymedia.com. You want to check us out on social media platforms again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Brand new facelift up on sonsoflibertyradio.com. It talks about everything that we've done because we're doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving ourselves. Also, check out beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com as well, top left side of that page. And if you want to call in at any time, please do. That number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. So I was just highlighting the fact that Ilhan Omar is inciting the Somalian communities to actually commit jihad. That's what she's inciting them, people. Do you not understand over the years what I've been trying to tell you, that they're going to create domestic insurrection? What a better way to do that than to bring in foreigners that hate our country and hate our guts? And remember, Americans, they hate us because of what you've allowed your politicians to do to their countries. And I'm going to stand on the side of truth there. And that is, in fact, why they want it. That's why they want revenge. I was just highlighting not only Ilhan Omar, but I was also highlighting the fact that these people are now committing crimes in America. In America. And I said, I'm not going to stand back and put up with it. And for the record, on my own record, because I'm going to stand before the Lord and answer for what I do and what I don't do, I am not. I don't care what the corrupt courts say. I don't care what the corrupt judges say. I'm going to do what needs to be done to ensure that my brothers and my sisters are taken care of. Because as I said yesterday, we are our brother's keepers. But listen to what's going on. In the face of ignoring all of those warnings, like I said the other day, friends, you can ignore the truth for as long as the Lord allows it. But there's consequences that you cannot ignore. These people are now saying in America, because they said that they're past stage one now, stage one now going to stage two, they're putting demands on our government to do what they say or else. I say as an American, or else what? Because I'm not putting up with it, okay? I'm not trying to be a hard guy, but as I said before, I wouldn't hurt a fly. But the fact of the matter is, I'm only going to allow this to go so far. Because the minute the American people made themselves sheep, what they have done is they have encouraged these criminals to become the wolves that mean do and devour. And I'm not going to be a part of that clan. I'm just not going to. Let's listen to the next thing that I tried to warn of and people didn't want to hear about it. And now we're actually suffering those abuses. Listen to this one. Listen carefully.
And was set on fire on a Chicago train by a man who'd been arrested at least 70 times before and had 10 felonies on his record.
Okay, so a woman recently, and I'm sure you heard about this, I highlighted it about a week ago, but a woman was set on fire in a train in Chicago. She just highlighted the fact that that man was arrested 70 times over. Do you understand now why vigilante justice is on the rise? Hey, folks, I'll tell you what. If you want to right the wrongs, here's another answer for you. Impeach and prosecute the judges that are not upholding the law. Those that are playing the legislators. Those that are playing the activists from the bench. It's their job to discover the law and apply the law. It's not theirs to legislate law. That is not their position. And it's clear in Article 3, Section 1, that if they sit not during good behavior, you impeach and prosecute them as well. Start sending that message as well as to the politicians that are guilty of treason today. Friends, I'll tell you what, your country will get it'll get straightened out in no time. See, the problem is you got too many cowards in the United States that are unwilling to pay the price to right the wrongs. They'd rather see their kids suffer the abuses because they're unwilling to stand up and deal with them in their time. So in their time, concerning their kids, they're going to have to deal with what was left undone. But let me play this again, and I want you to listen to the whole of it, friends. This is insanity.
An old woman was set on fire on a Chicago train by a man who'd been arrested at least 70 times before and had 10 felonies on his record. Bethany McGee was minding her own business when 50-year-old Lawrence Reed doused her in gasoline, threw a match on her, and yelled, "Burn alive, bitch." 70 times our justice system let this guy...
70 times. 70 times. I want you to look at it. You guys know how I've been telling you, friends, all these foreigners, these Muslims that are committing crimes against the Americans, did you know that they're actually putting down concerning their race that they're white men to what? Manipulate data? Did you know that? It's aimed at white people. You have to understand, Goyim's the problem. Just ask the Zionists that claim to be what they're not. Revelation 3:9. Just pay attention, folks, because it's coming to your front door if men don't stand up and start dealing with these criminals. Because we see the courts are failing. That means they're losing credibility day by day by day by day. Okay? Let's listen to another one concerning what is happening, in fact, coming from these refugees that are seeking asylum in America. Let's see if that's really what they're doing. Check this out.
Kalinley Diary. He's a 42-year-old Somali immigrant who abducted and raped a 12-year-old girl in Minnesota. According to police, he reportedly grabbed the little girl as she was playing in her backyard and assaulted her in his car. Oh, but here's the kicker. After he was found guilty, he received a community support letter sent to the court by the Al-Hassan Islamic Center in St. Paul asking for leniency on his behalf. The letter expressed the Somali community's strong and heartfelt support for Kalinley Diary, a member of our community, describing him as a deeply good man whose presence enriches the lives of those around him, and blaming his crime on the challenge of starting over in a new culture. So now maybe it's just my ignorance from all of my white privilege or whatever, but am I to understand that abducting and raping little girls is just part of Somali culture? Like, all back home, this would have been perfectly fine. But
it would have been perfectly fine. She's exactly right. Have you had enough yet? Here, I'll come right back to this. We got Dwight calling from Arkansas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Well, Bradley, this is very interesting. On chat, I'm Natural Was. I grew up in Minnesota, in Redwood Falls area,
okay.
Walnut Grove, New Ulm. And I lived in First Avenue South and Lake Street for a few years up in Brooklyn Center or Brooklyn Park, different areas in Minneapolis that used to be civil and are no longer. And so I'm pretty aware of the situation. And so in the last number of years, not as many as you, I and many of us in We the People Assembly have studied and learned the law and the constitutions and scripture, how it all works together, right? It all came from scripture.
Yep.
And the only remedy for all this, I hear a lot of people complaining, but nobody is understanding that it's we the people have to bring the remedy.
That's
we
right.
have to.
That's right.
And the remedy is the grand jury, and the real grand jury stands outside government. People don't know that. People don't know that the people's grand jury is outside government and can charge anybody in government, and that's what's not happening today. And so I post in there, we the people notices, nobody, all of us work for free. I mean, we do all, just like you, whatever. We meet twice a day during the week on Zooms from people all across the country working on this. And working on setting up these grand juries, because that's the only way we're going to get out of this. God gave us the dominion.
Amen.
God made us the kings and queens on this earth today.
Amen.
And
Amen.
So we have neglected that responsibility because we were hot programmed or whatever you want to say. We were deceived.
Yep.
But it's ours to do now, and we better get up for it, because otherwise it's not going to be a pretty movie.
No, it's not.
And like John Ritz says, it's all about the children, and that's what we're about too.
Amen.
With everything else.
Amen.
But God's not going to let give us a pass for not doing our part.
That's right.
He'll do his part, but we got to do our part first.
That's right. I totally.
Anyway, I appreciate you, Bradley.
Yeah.
I appreciate you so much. We all do. In our assembly, we watch your stuff. There's a number of us on here. Roadkill Diner, Diane Laporte, a bunch of us that assemble. You know, we assemble with many people across the country. We're working every day on this, given government notices and affidavits of where they're wrong.
Amen.
And so now we have the evidence, because they didn't rebut our affidavits, and we have the evidence now to put before a grand jury and prosecute these people.
Amen.
And so when they don't rebut our affidavits, according to the Constitution we put out there, they admit guilt.
Yep.
They're already charged guilty. We just got to get somebody to prosecute them.
That's it.
All.
Yep, that's right.
Anyway, thank you, Bradley.
Yep, thank you, guy. Totally appreciate you, man. Dwight, first of all, there's an anointing on you, sir, in that conversation. And that was refreshing for me to hear that there's people out there that are actually doing something about what's going on. I know my friend Bob in Texas, he's one of those guys that's constantly calling in and talking about the same things that you were just talking about, Dwight. What we need to do is the people need to come together. That's what needs to happen. And this is what the enemy within, this is what the mainstream media does their best at doing, and that is to divide the people, keep them separated. And the fact of the matter is they're afraid of unity. And that's why they're doing the things they're doing. And they're only doing it because the people are allowing them to do it. On an encouraging note, like John Adams, Quincy Adams, son of the second president, said, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. Amen. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. 800-273-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. This proposed by Benjamin Franklin for the motto of the Great Seal of the United States. You say, what Great Seal? Well, Jefferson's edit of Franklin's design was recommended by the first committee for the reverse side of the Great Seal. Pharaoh sitting in an open chariot, a crown on his head and a sword in his hand, passing through the divided waters of the Red Sea in pursuit of the Israelites. Rays from a pillar of fire in the cloud, expressive of the divine presence and command, beaming on Moses who stands on the shore and extending his hand over the sea, causes it to overwhelm Pharaoh. Motto, rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Bill Pacey from Michigan. As a believer, I'm in constant battle to stay true to God's word instead of compromising to please the spirits that have infiltrated many churches today. That's why I turn to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio show. They challenge me to stay anchored in God's word while standing firm on the principles our nation was founded on. Tune in Monday through Saturday at 2 o'clock p.m. Central for biblical truths. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
We the people of the United States, preamble to the U.S. Constitution, we the people of the United States, listen again, we the people of the United States are the governments in this country under the Lord. Our rights come from Him. Those that serve we the people in the halls of government derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. They work for us. We do not work for them. But listen to this. This is what our forefathers established. Something our friend said from Arkansas a moment ago, Dwight, he had said something about our kids. And it's like it struck a chord right off the bat. Because if you look at what our forefathers did and why they did what they did, it was for their posterity. Listen to this order as to how they established our government. First of all, the people are the government. We, the people of the United States. They gave us the order to form a more perfect union. How do we do that? Our forefathers said, establish justice. We give you provision in the U.S. Constitution and its enumerated laws to ensure what? Domestic tranquility, peace according to the end of God's law. Okay. Provide for the common defense, right? We have the Second Amendment. Our said representatives uphold the laws. They condemn the wicked. They justify the righteous. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. To promote the general welfare, the good of. It has nothing to do with stealing from those that work and giving it to those that do not. That is unconstitutional. And secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves. And what did they say? To our posterity. That's us. do ordain and establish the Constitution for the United States of America. So now, if 350 million people actually took the time to read just that and understand at the very end of the Constitution, it says in the year of our Lord, 1787, if you go back to the seedbed, the Declaration of Independence, which preceded the U.S. Constitution, it's also interesting that there's four references to our God. That's where our rights come from. Americans, you've got a communistic ideology going on here to believe that somehow or another the said representatives can act outside of their scope of authority doing the things that they're doing, and then on top of it, getting away with it. It really is, honest, there's, just to put it in a nutshell, there's no better way to say it. Folks, every country deserves the government it has. The American people just don't realize that they're the government under God. And if they're not going to uphold the laws and actually live unto the right giver, you're going to lose your rights. You're going to forfeit your rights to a bunch of communists where now the state rules rather than the church does. And I'm talking about God through the people. Some will say, well, Bradley, you know, you just said the word church. Yeah, well, if you look in Scripture, you're going to see it was the Lord through the Mosaic Institution that established government. If you go into the Capitol building, you're going to see Moses upholding the Ten Commandments, upholding the Ten Commandments behind the said justices of the Supreme Court in the state of Minnesota. Hey, folks, a judge, what is his reference? What is his point of reference to sit on the bench in the first place if there is no law given unto them by the Lord? There isn't one. I mean, what do? Their whole purpose is to enforce the law, right? Again, to condemn the wicked, to justify the righteous. According to what? According to God's law, his moral law, the Decalogue, the Pentateuch, the Ten Commandments, the moral law, make distinction between that and the ceremonial law. This is not difficult to understand. Here, let me say it the other way. John Locke said, on the way out of the Supreme Court chambers, it says, where God's law ends, tyranny begins. What do we see today? Here, I want you to listen to this. I want to go back to Ilhan Omar again, because the great wonder for a lot of people in this country right now is, okay, so we now know all these treasonous crimes that they've committed, Tim Walz, Keith Ellison, Ilhan Omar. Where's the justice? That's what people are saying. Where's the justice, right? And I'm talking about the common man. I'm not talking about the controlled operatives that are not saying a word about it. They're not saying a word about justice, friends. They're just pandering back and forth with a half smirk on their face like this is a joke. As they desecrate the blood of the men that fought, bled, and died to give us the freedoms that they have. They haven't thought it through yet, but they will after the fact. But one of those people that I just brought up, if you want to call her that, she is, seriously, folks, look at her eyes. The eyes are the window to the soul. This woman is a devil. She's been a devil since the beginning of her inception, friends, since the beginning of time, conception. There's nothing right about her. The whole country is saying, why are these and how are these people getting into office? Well, because of the good guys that you have do nothing about these treasonous individuals that are committing crimes against you. Why? Because they're all in that club to defend each other in their crimes against you. And I want to say it again, and I want you to understand what I'm saying. If the right was doing, if it existed, it doesn't. But if the right was doing their job, there wouldn't be a left. So now, therefore, because you have a left, that only shows you that's the fruit hanging on the corrupt branches of what you have defined as being right. It's not right. Jesus Christ is the standard, people, Acts 17:31. Not fallen man, not his carnal nature, not his reprobate state. That means abandoned to sin. Okay? Let me go to Ilhan Omar. She comes from the most, this is a fact. Again, it's factual information. They have the lowest IQ of any people on the planet, Somalia. It's a war-torn nation. It's a cursed nation. They're a cursed people. And I want you to listen to this. I told you guys the story of me going to St. Cloud when Ilhan Omar first came out of nowhere. Okay? And what was interesting is we got there, just I'll give you a short download. I took my boys there because I want my kids to understand what they're going to have to deal with when I'm gone. And in the process, we went there, the sodomites, the homosexuals, the ones trying to make a prey of your children, are the ones that were giving a front in making way for the Muslims to have way as well. They don't understand that they're actually making way for those that mean to behead them, to murder them. That's a fact. Ask them. They'll tell you. But when we went there to the St. Cloud, University. She was in there. There's about 50 people, 30 of them were Muslims. The rest of them were probably homosexual supporters. I don't even think there was that many there in the whole state. But she sat there like a little 15-year-old kid in detention. Everybody was talking except Ilhan Omar, and yet that's why the 50 people allegedly came to see Ilhan Omar and what she was really about. And keep in mind, before all of this, friends, the mainstream media was already blowing her up, which should tell you right there she's a part of their agenda. So somebody had the audacity, and I say that with tongue in cheek, but I say somebody had the audacity to ask her a question. Not even joking. And she did it all on her own. Stupid is a rock. Stupid is a rock. Dumb as dumb can be. She couldn't even put her words together. It literally sounded like she just got out of detention. I'm not fabricating. I'm not bolstering the outcome that I'm looking for. I'm not doing that. She was stupid. That means dull and insensible. Ignorant as can be. Do you know now that she's calling you Americans, after they've been busted for all of their crimes, the Somalians, the 77 out of the 78 so far, she's calling the American people stupid. I want you to listen to what she's saying to you. She's calling you stupid. She said she can't have an intellectual debate with Americans because of their level of stupidity. In a lot of ways, she's right, but it's not for her to say that. Okay, but if the Lord needs to have this say that to you to wake you up, well, then maybe she can do what I can't. Because this is adding insult to injury on top of their crimes that they've been guilty of committing. I want you to listen carefully. She's talking about you, Americans. She's on one of her outlets, and it's in a Muslim outlet, so she feels really safe, big and bold, to do and say the things that she's saying when she's talking about you. I want you to hear this. Listen carefully.
These people are just idiots. I'm at the point where it's become really hard to have an intellectual debate with any of these people, because the level of stupidity that they are displaying every single day is frankly embarrassing, not just in Congress, but as Americans. And the fact that these people are allowed to say just the most ridiculous things tells you that the dumbing of the United States has arrived, because else do we get a Trump presidency again?
Well, no, I think what you have there is the donkey talking, friends. She said, you know, this is the proof of the dumbing America. And she was talking about that Donald Trump is in office. She's right about saying that. She absolutely is, because, you know, it's professors and those that claim to be Christians. If they really knew the word of God, they would not be supporting Trump. They'd be prosecuting Trump. That's absolutely true, according to the word of God. But it's interesting that she would be saying that, because isn't she the fruit of the dumbing down that the American people tolerate? Not only Donald Trump, but herself. Yeah, that's exactly what she's telling you. She's telling you, look it, and she doesn't realize she just did it. But the fact of the matter, she's telling you that the American people are so stupid that I get to reign in the halls of government and they're doing nothing to me about it. I even get to go on national television and I get to, and whenever I want to say something, the mainstream media will be right there to basically promulgate my message, to broadcast my message. I can even incite war against the American people, and they're not going to do anything. Now, that doesn't prove not only how ignorant the American people are, including Donald Trump and herself, but it shows you how unwilling that they are to actually stand up and fight off what our forefathers fought off in their time. Ilhan Omar is the fruit of just that. She absolutely is. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I want to keep going here, friends. I want you to listen to this one. This is, she's just a nasty, nasty woman. Not only her look, I mean, everything about her, and here's the right word, is foul. And I'm talking about Rashida Tlaib. She's another one. She's been installed. She's an absolute anti-American radical. And some reason or another, she has not been prosecuted. The powers that are tolerated installed her to do the very things that she's doing. Okay? That's what That's what's going on. Let me make clear again. These people are installed. They haven't been prosecuted, but I can tell you what will override all of that. It's when the American people have had enough of it and they demand justice, regardless of what the media says, regardless of those that installed or had a say, and they take it to her lawfully. We'll be right back.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. The TV is my shepherd, I shall not want. It makes me to lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from the faith, and it destroys my soul. It leads me in the paths of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. Yeah, though I walk in the shadow of Christian responsibilities, there will be no interruptions, for the TV is with me. It's cable and it's remote control. They comfort me. It prepares a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with humanism and consumerism. My coveting runneth over. Surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of watching TV forever. Now we can understand where Harry S. Truman got his understanding from when he said, "The fundamental basis of this nation's law was given to Moses on the Mount." The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings which we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul.
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. I want to give you a quick heads up. Again, we have faithfully warned you from this platform that the unconstitutional agency called ICE, that they're using to sweep away the sovereignty of the United States, that are testing on the illegals that they allured in right now. Put all that together, please. We're finding out that now the ICE agents and police officers throughout the United States are actually being trained up by IDF soldiers, the Israeli Defense Forces. So when I'm telling you what we're telling you right now about the use of the Muslims being mercenaries once again, and why there's an Ilhan Omar, and why there is a Rashida Tlaib, and why there is, the list goes on, a Keith Ellison, the list, they're all folks under the headship of the demonic. There's no question about it, because they act just like their father, John 8:44, John 10:10. And we're seeing what the rabbi said, that the Zionists who claim to be Jews, who are not, Jesus said, Revelation 3:9, who claim to be what they're not, but they're of the synagogue of Satan, they're using the Muslims to sweep away their political opposition. And again, if you want to test history, just go back just to that of the 1930s, and you're going to see how even the Germans during that particular time used the Muslims The Bushes are very well interconnected to all of those workings. Back in 1942, Prescott Bush was actually indicted for illegally financing Adolf Hitler's war. So this system of evil that's going on here, friends, the devil doesn't have any new cards to throw on the table. It's the same thing a different day. And what they do is they wait for a generation to forget about the last, and then they do it again because the new generation didn't take the time to do what our forefathers told us to do. And first of all, going first and foremost to the Word of God, Jeremiah 6:16, the old past, and then going over to our forefathers to study the past, they fail to do that, and then history repeats itself. That's what's happening right now. So again, I want to make clear that you understand that ICE has been put in place as an unconstitutional agency to test the people to see how far they can go. They're actually being trained up by the IDF. And remember that the Zionists are also using the Muslims. So that explains a Rashida Tlaib. That explains an Ilhan Omar. That explains to you why these people are being installed to do the things that they're doing, warring against the American people, which falls to judgment, which you find in Leviticus 26, starting in 15, Deuteronomy 28, starting in 15 to the end of the chapter. First one is up to 46, and Deuteronomy 28, 15 to 68. This is real simple. I don't know why it is easy for me to understand, but it's very easy for me to understand. I guess I spend enough time in the Word of God to see it for what it is. But this is simple to see. And why? How is it so simple to see? They're not prosecuting those that are found out for treason, which means that they're working for the same people in this uniparty system, regardless if they're Muslims or they're communists or they're Chinese, whatever the case is. Friends, this is the part that's crazy about it. They all think at the end of the day they're going to have their way, when in fact they're not. They're all expendable. And all of those that they listen to from the top, they're going to look down on them and say, okay, we got that part done. Now go ahead and eradicate them. Go ahead and just execute all of them. They can't be trusted. They'll turn on their own people like a Tim Walz or a Keith Ellison. That's what history teaches us. That is history you're not going to get away from. And this is what's so, I don't want to say it's funny, But what is it that the bad guys don't understand, that they're merely being used to do the things that they're doing? They're Judases. At the end of the day, you're going to commit suicide. Read Luke 22:48. All politics aimed at the church ends in self-destruction, people. All. That applies to all people, not some. And what's crazy is the bad guys in their pride right now think that they're in control, and they're in control of nothing. Just ask them the question. I'm talking about the Zionists. Why have you been expelled from every single country since the beginning of time? I'll tell you why. Because you don't shut up and listen. You don't learn your lesson, but you're going to learn it again. You better understand that life is but a vapor. You're serving the wrong master. You better flee from him and return to the King of Kings. Regardless if you want to acknowledge him or not, he is going to be your king, either in judgment or in blessings, period. So that's for you to decide. And that's for the Lord to decide if he's going to so choose you in the first place. 281-845-4704. I want to play this piece by Rashida Tlaib, and then I want to play one more piece before the end of the show, and I want to show you how they're accusing white people of the crimes of the foreigners. You need to listen to that. This isn't a joke. It's actually happening right now as we speak. I got to do my best to catch Rashida, this foul, nasty, I can smell her looking at her. But she uses the F word right away. This is a meeting that they had in Dearborn, and they're all calling for the overthrow of America. Where are all those alpha organizations, America, that are there looking out for your best interest besides lying to you and betraying you? I'm just curious. When I say unconstitutional, they're acting accordingly, aren't they, in a lawless fashion? They might want to ask themselves the question, who do they serve? The lawless one. What does he do? Well, I can tell you. Sin's going to charge you a lot more than you're going to want to pay, guy or woman. And it's going to keep you a lot longer than you're going to want to stay. And I'm talking about eternity. You make your bed, you get to sleep in it. Regardless of what I have to go through from the time I'm here now to the time I go into the next life, I'm going to continuously do what I do by the grace of God. Okay, I need to play this real quick. This is Rashida Tlaib. She says the F word. I'm going to do my best to bleep it out with my own voice. Listen to this. This is a meeting in Dearborn by your said representatives. You want to tell me something, Americans? Why do you put up with this?
This room's motherfucker.
Ah.
We ain't going anywhere.
Now it's time to escalate. We
must all- Rashida Tlaib said, oh, you know, we're not going anywhere, MFers. She's talking to the American people. Listen to this one.
Please continue to agitate.
We must continue to agitate.
But we have and we will continue to globalize the Intifada.
And we will and we have, we will continue to globalize the Intifada. Okay? She's talking about the Muslim faith.
We need to neutralize the institutions.
We need to neutralize the institutions. Here, let me show you how this works. These dummies right here don't realize that they're being used because they don't understand that Islam and their religion, friends, is a political front. That's all it is. It's a political ideology. And everybody's always trying to squirm or push their way to the top so they can control the rest of them. Just ask Ilhan Omar and her family. And how it failed. But these guys, they're so foolish and they're so blinded that they actually think that somehow or another that they're in control. But listen to what they're talking about your country.
The power in the West.
That part of me would be Hamas.
I'm a part of the BDS movement, Hamas.
Now we're in Congress and we're every corner of the United States.
Carrying out campaigns into tangible strategic targets that have to respond to us.
Listen.
Reaching into all of the key areas of social power to transform it and overthrow it.
Bringing the fight back home.
We have to destroy the idea of America.
We have to destroy the idea of America. I thought these people were brought into America, which only proves the point. It's your said representative government that's obeying orders of those that mean to destroy this country. You are what impedes the way of the global order. Don't ask me. Ask George Soros. You're the problem, Americans. But again, go back and ask yourself the question. You just heard all those Muslims. Does it sound like they were fleeing oppression? Does it sound like they're refugees? Does it sound like that they should be afforded the asylum that the American people have given them? Does it sound like that they're here to assimilate to our ways of life, one nation under God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? They will anyways, regardless if they so choose to or not, like I said earlier. God is God. He is the creator of all. He's the governor of all nations, period. The government is upon his shoulders. The earth is his footstool. The heavens is his what? His throne. He's in control of all things, regardless if people want to admit it or not. But does it sound like that they came here to seek asylum? No, they came to do what they're doing, which proves the point. They know why they came in the first place, which proves my point that they're here to destabilize America. They're here to create domestic insurrection. And I'm here to tell you, Americans, that the American people as a whole can override all of this lawfully by taking the government that they are back in hand and putting their said representatives in the position that they're supposed to be in. We don't serve them. They serve us. Here's the other point I wanted to make. Yesterday, I'd highlighted the fact that they're using the foreigners to blame white men for the crimes that the foreigners are guilty of committing. I want you to listen to Jake Tapper, this useful idiot, and listen to what he has to say.
A 30-year-old white man from the D.C.
Okay, what it says, there's a post. CNN's Jake Tapper just called the J6 pipe bomber suspect Brian Cole a 30-year-old white man. Folks, he's black. He's a black man. Why are they calling the criminals white? Why are they equating it to you, friends?
The suburbs is charged with transporting an explosive device in interstate commerce and with malicious destruction.
He called him a white man. I just want you to see this before the end of the show. I got you for 2 hours tomorrow, 1 to 3 Central Standard Time, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Folks, I strongly suggest you all take the time to get educated and you shut off the controlled operatives from the categorized Fox News, which has been labeled and categorized as what? An entertainment outlet. Because, folks, they're not bringing reference to the resolve that we all need here. They're playing games with our freedoms and they're making money destroying their own souls.
lose the money, gain your soul. What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? You get the point. Love you by what we do, and we'll talk to you in 23. See